This is Scientific American's 60-Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Got a minute?
The 2016 presidential candidates have subjected voters nationwide to a cognitive challenge. Can you untangle what one candidate's saying while the others talk over him?
Donald, I understand rules are very hard for you. They're very confusing.
I have his book.
Okay,
now on your reality TV show, not in
public. Thank you for the book, Donald. Thank you for the book.
That challenge is a test of something called the cocktail party problem, or speech-on-speech perception, which researchers in the Netherlands recently investigated with a group of 18 musicians and 20 non-musicians to see if musicians are any better at it. The scientists played the study subjects a sample of one speaker masking another. For example, try to follow what the second speaker in this clip is saying.
Small puff.
A pot of tea helps to pass the evening.
The boot.
Except they use Dutch samples.
We moeten terug naar het kantoor.
Ik heb het geld in mijn tas gestopt.
Anyway, the participants listened to this multi-voice babble with headphones, and then attempted to repeat the target sentence to see how many words they could make out. And it turns out musicians scored significantly higher than non-musicians did in deciphering the target phrase. The study is in the Journal of the Acoustical Society of America. It turns out musicians might be better at something called stream segregation, separating out one meaningful audio stream among others.
And this is the case indeed for musicians when they want to listen to ear out one specific instrument within a group of instruments.
Etienne Godin, a hearing scientist at University Medical Center Groningen in the Netherlands. His co-author, Danis Bashkin, agreed.
Anecdotally, when I speak to my musician friends, they do indeed mention situations like this, that they say they can switch their attention easily to either hear one stream from a piece, orchestra piece, for example, or from a band, or they can also, at will, they can also combine the patterns, and then they can hear a combined pattern. So this requires quite a lot of cognitive control to be able to hear one stream or two streams together or to hear all of them together. But we think they are, again, very well trained in this kind of skills.
It's unclear whether this ability helps the candidates much, because neither Mike Huckabee, who plays bass in the band Capital Offense, nor Martin O'Malley, who strums and croons in O'Malley's March, made it far enough to really exercise their ears.
Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American 60-Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.